गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. लोकसभा स्पीकर ओम बिरला, हु इज लीडिंग अ पार्लियामेंट्री डेलीगेशन टू द 149th इंटर पार्लियामेंट्री यूनियन आईपीयू असेंबली, हैज स्ट्रेस्ड ऑन द नीड फॉर एन अप्रोप्रिएट रेगुलेटरी सिस्टम इन द फील्ड ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी एंड सेफगार्डिंग डेटा प्राइवेसी ऑफ सिटीजन्स. ही सेड सच प्रेसिंग इश्यूज नीडेड टू बी डिस्कस्ड इन द आईपीयू फोरम as well as in national parliaments. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly in Geneva on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday inaugurated the e-Migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in Delhi. The e-Migrate portal promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of the e-Migrate V2.0 portal is a testament to the government's efforts to create safe, transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians. He said the revamped version of the portal is a symbol of the government's commitment to protecting the rights and dignity of Indian workers in foreign lands. The National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority, NPPA, has revised the ceiling prices of 8 scheduled drugs to meet the twin objectives of availability and affordability. It has approved an increase in the ceiling prices of these drugs by 50% of their current ceiling prices. Most of these drugs are low cost and generally used as first line treatment, crucial to the public health programs of the country. These drugs are used for treatment of asthma, glaucoma, thalassemia, tuberculosis, mental health disorders, etc. The Nagaland Gorkha Association, the apex body of the Gorkhas in Nagaland, has appealed to the state government that the issuance of non-Naga Gorkha indigenous inhabitant certificates should be extended till 1st of December 1963. In a representation submitted to the Chief Secretary Nagaland by the association yesterday, it urgently requested the government to look into the matter of enumeration of Gorkhas settled in Nagaland under Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland, RIN. Highlighting on the long history of the Gorkha settlement in the state and their contributions, the association said there is not a single Gorkha name that has appeared in the 1974 Gazette notification list, as no enumeration was done in the other districts, especially Dimapur subdivision that includes Chumukedima and Newland. Further, the apex body of the Gorkhas expressed hope that the state government would understand its difficulties and take steps for redressal of their difficulties. It may be mentioned that the Home Department Political Branch notification issued on 20th September stated that the enumeration of Nepali or Gorkhas who are permanently settled in Nagaland prior to 31st December 1940 and their direct descendants will also be conducted simultaneously along with Kuki, Kachari, Garo, Mikir, and for them the qualifying date is 1st December 1963. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia said that India has rolled out 5G telecom services across all states and union territories, covering 80% of the population in just 22 months. Addressing the inaugural session of the 5th Global Standards Symposium in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Scindia said the 5G rollover is expected to inject $450 billion into the economy by 2040. At the Global Symposium, the minister said this will serve as a beacon for global dialogue to build a consensus on the standards that will support the global rollout of new technologies. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Economics has been given to US-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson for their groundbreaking research on how institutions shape prosperity. Acemoglu and Johnson are at MIT while Robinson works at the University of Chicago. The 5th National Water Awards 2023 were announced in New Delhi yesterday. Odisha has bagged the first prize in the category of Best State, followed by Uttar Pradesh in the second position. Gujarat and Puducherry have jointly secured the third position. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards in New Delhi on 22nd of this month. The awards will be conferred upon 38 winners in all, including joint winners in 9 categories. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.